From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In this segment, three stories about Iraq. We're going to hear an assessment of the violence in one Sunni town from an American officer who's there. We're also going to hear about rumors of a possible coup in Baghdad. But first, to Britain.
That country's top soldier has spent the day trying to clarify comments on Iraq he made to a British newspaper. The Daily Mail quoted General Sir Richard Dannett suggesting it was time the British Army left Iraq. His statements, which appeared to run contrary to British government policy, sparked a political storm. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story from London.
After just 2 months in the top job, General Sir Richard Dannett seemed surprised this morning that his interview with the Daily Mail had drawn so much attention. In the interview, he was quoted as saying that British troops should be withdrawn soon from Iraq and that their presence there was making the situation worse. The Daily Mail, which is known for its frequent opposition to the government, has refused to issue the transcript of its original interview with the general, who spent the morning telling reporters he'd been quoted out of context.
Given that we've been in Iraq for some 3.5 years now, quite a long length of time, and that's put a fair pressure on ourselves, as indeed it's putting a pressure on our coalition partners, then when the mission is substantially done, we should leave. And that's what I mean by sometime soon. We've been there 3.5 years. We don't want to be there another 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Dannett added that Britain stands shoulder to shoulder with the United States and that US and British views on the timing of withdrawal is the same. Though Britain's Labour Party government cannot have been pleased with this morning's headlines, former Assistant Chief of the Defence Staff Lord Garden said troops in Iraq would probably welcome them.
There is great concern among the troops today that the senior management of the three services have become politicians rather than being leaders and representatives of their services. And it's very clear that Richard Dannett feels that and wants to be seen as standing up for his soldiers and making sure they're not put in impossible positions.
Prime Minister Tony Blair said he fully supported General Dannett, though he noticeably said he agreed with the interviews the general gave this morning and not the original one he gave the Daily Mail.
If you read the transcript of the interview on the radio this morning and the television, he sets in proper context exactly what he was saying. What he is saying about wanting the British forces out of Iraq is precisely the same as we're all saying. Our strategy is to withdraw from Iraq when the job is done.
General Dannett was also forced to clarify what he meant when he said the presence of foreign troops was exacerbating the problem in Iraq. He said he was speaking not about the big picture, but about specific areas of the country. I'm not a maverick, the general said this morning. I'm a soldier, and I want to have an army in 5 or 10 years' time. Don't let's break the army, he said, on Iraq. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.